Well, Jack, the first presidential debate is tonight. Michigan Radio will air the broadcast beginning at 9 p.m. Is there anything at stake for Michigan that might be talked about?
Well, I think Michiganders have the same stake that everybody else does in the country. They're trying to figure out which of these two men would be the better leader over the next 4 years. Michigan voters might pay special attention to whether the auto bailout comes out. Mitt Romney has alienated some people by continuing to say that was a bad idea, although most people seem to think it saved the auto industry. But these debates sometimes have surprises, and the first one is always the most heavily and intently watched.
Let's talk about Detroit for a minute. The employees of the Detroit Water and Sewerage System have been on strike this week. City officials plan to largely privatize the water department over the next 5 years and cut up to 80% of its staff. Now, Michigan law prohibits public employee strikes. So, Jack, how are these workers able to get on the picket line?
Well, they grab a sign and go out there. It is illegal, but it's not the first time, probably not the last time, that public sector workers go on strike. They're threatening to fire them. I think they suspended 34 of them. The normal practice has been, once these things are settled, these people are quietly reinstated. That's not to say that'll happen this time. There's a lot of animosity. As you said, more than 80% of these people are slated to lose their jobs. They're not happy, and if you're going to lose your job anyway, you probably feel you don't have a lot to lose. But it's worth noting that they are not striking the plants to produce drinking water. So you don't have to worry if you're a consumer of the Detroit water system, which includes a lot of suburbs, not just Detroit. You don't have to worry about anything being wrong with your drinking water.
And Jack, a new policy went into effect this week that takes away welfare benefits from families with children who miss more than 10 days of school without an excuse. It's meant to be a strategic attack on one of the causes of poverty. Supporters say getting kids to school will prepare them for the future and can help connect them to services that can help them. But some welfare rights advocates say the policy doesn't do enough to deal with many of the reasons why kids in struggling families miss school in the first place. How do you think this policy is going to affect welfare in the state?
It's not clear. It's, as you say, people could be denied welfare if their kids don't go to school. And obviously, these kids do need to go to school. On the flip side, most of these children don't live in a Warden June Cleaver type family. Some of them live in their cars. Some of them are homeless. Some of them suffer from physical problems. A lot of them are ill. Some studies have shown a shocking amount of serious tooth decay among these kids. And these kids, many of them, don't have parents whose first priority is getting them to do their homework and getting them to school. So, of course, some of them are probably just kids, and some of them kids don't like to go to school, and their parents have to pay attention to it. So it would be nice if they could look at these things on a case-by-case basis, but we've already thrown a lot of children, 30,000 children, off of cash welfare benefits in the state over the last year or so because of a change in the law. And I think the question is, are we worrying more about the bottom line or are we worrying more about the welfare and the future of these kids?
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Christina.